Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 13th of February, 2017. It was on this date, 1633, Galileo Galilei was brought to Rome to face charges of heresy for teaching that the sun and not the earth was the center of the universe. He had studied the work of Copernicus, the Polish astronomer who'd put forward the theory that the earth was not even the center of the solar system. Galileo was found guilty of heresy, ordered to recant, and he did. He said, "I abjure, curse, and detest the aforesaid errors and heresies, and swear that in the future I will never again say or assert anything that might furnish occasion for a similar suspicion." It's the birthday of the mystery writer Georges Simenon, Belgian, born in Liège, 1903, wrote over 500 novels and short stories, many of them featuring the detective Jules Magret, who enjoyed fine wine and his wife and solving cases by pondering human nature. Simenon could write 80 pages a day, sometimes finish the draft of a novel in 10 days. He said, "Writing is not a profession, but a vocation of unhappiness. I don't think an artist can ever be happy." It's the birthday of the religious historian Elaine Pagels, born in Palo Alto, California, 1943, author of the Gnostic Gospels, and especially the Gospel of Thomas, which says that Jesus is the one who reveals the divine light that brought the universe into being, and that you and I also reveal that light. And it's the birthday of the first man to travel faster than the speed of sound, Chuck Yeager, born in Myra, West Virginia, 1923. He did it in 1947, got up to an altitude of 45,000 feet, and 14 minutes later he was back on the ground. Here's a poem for today by Dorian Laux, Anti-Lamentation. "Regret nothing. Not the cruel novels you read to the end just to find out who killed the cook. Not the insipid movies that made you cry in the dark in spite of your intelligence, your sophistication. Not the lover you left quivering in a hotel parking lot, the one you beat to the punchline, the door, or the one who left you in your red dress and shoes, the ones that crimped your toes. Don't regret those. Not the nights you called God names and cursed your mother, sunk like a dog on the living room couch, chewing your nails and crushed by loneliness. You were meant to inhale those smoky nights over a bottle of flat beer to sweep stuck onion rings across the dirty restaurant floor, to wear the frayed coat with its loose buttons, its pockets full of struck matches. You've walked those streets 1,000 times, and still you end up here. Regret none of it. Not one of the wasted days you wanted to know nothing when the lights from the carnival rides were the only stars you believed in, loving them for their uselessness, not wanting to be saved. You've traveled this far on the back of every mistake, ridden in dark-eyed and morose, but calm as a house after the TV set has been pitched out the upstairs window, harmless as a broken axe, emptied of expectation. Relax. Don't bother remembering any of it. Let's stop here, under the lit sign on the corner, and watch all the people walk by." A poem by Dorian Laux, Anti-Lamentation, from the Book of Men, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.